Solid Rock Insurance.
Yes, good afternoon. How you doing? Steve?
Doing, how about yourself?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you for asking. It feels like a Monday, but you know, we're almost halfway, so no complaints yet, you know.
Yep.
But happy Tuesday. But circling back here to Andy with Local Splash in regards to the first page campaign on Google.
Andy, I didn't know who you were.
Yeah, Andy, we spoke last night.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, just wanted to touch base. I know you're extremely interested in the marketing campaign.
I have a question for you, Andy.
Yeah, of course.
You said that the price on that is, what, you said $549 or something like that?
Correct. Yes, sir. For our VIP package, it's $549. Yeah, originally, it's $1,098. So, yeah, we're cutting it directly in half, and that's month to month.
Mm-hmm. And if everybody is doing things like this, is that going to buy me very much time on the Internet where I get any calls at all, or what?
Great question. Beautiful thing about our programming and the way we do our analytical work, we'll dive into the best conversion with the keywords, what people are typing there in that area you want to cover. We'll even look down to the zip codes on where they're searching more. So you always get the best keywords and what people are actually searching there in your backyard. So another thing that will help you out is help out a lot is the organic ranking. A lot of people could run their own ads and kind of do the maintenance on it, but they don't always get the return or the conversion that we'll bring as a Google channel partner. And it costs a lot of money to run a pay-per-click campaign because it's basically they charge you for every impression with the ad. So that's kind of the added benefit with working with us. But with us including citations, optimizing the map listing, running Facebook ads, covering directory submissions, Alexa platforms, it gets you a better overall quality score than your competitors.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're not just doing that for me, though. You're doing that for all kinds of other insurance agents as well, correct?
Not exactly. Yeah, we closed out the territory, the zip code there. We only work with your business, so you have your own technician team. Looking at your analytics, but we work with one company per category per area.
So let's say I don't do anything for a month, and I call you back in a month, and you say, oh, gee, Steve, I'm sorry I can't do anything with you because First West jumped in, and they're doing that area.
Sure.
Is that right? That could happen?
That could happen, yeah, absolutely. We don't want to remove someone off the first page that's already up there or that's working with us. And it's almost a conflict of interest if we both list you up there because it's really meant to generate traffic and keep you guys on board month-to-month performance-based.
So you can only do one insurance agency in a certain area. Is that what you're telling me?
Correct. Yeah, we close out the zip code. We lock in the campaign within our company. We'll work with just you. But absolutely, yeah, you'll have your own technician and dashboard and also app that gives you live analytical clicks on the results we bring. So,
how many,
go ahead.
What could I expect and how many people should I expect to be calling my phone with this campaign?
Yeah. Good question. I know last time we spoke, it was not really too much of a mile radius, no more than 5 to 8 miles, right? Just mainly your little vicinity in your area. So, I mean, I believe just kind of looking at the numbers, and they're always going to change. I believe at the time we spoke, it was around a 900 or so searches that were performed. So, I mean, even if you're just capitalizing on 1%, that's a good percentage of people searching right in your backyard that need your service that you're going to be able to capitalize on.
Mm-hmm. Is it better to spread it out to 40 miles like you were originally talking?
Good question. It's just depending on the service area and the cities you want to target. If you don't want to kind of have people from out of the area or from other surrounding areas, it's based on what you want to cover with the analytics and what you could take on as far as business. I mean, maybe just stretching it out to maybe the coastal cities in Orange County or those certain areas, because you're located in Huntington Beach, correct? Is that accurate as far as the office?
We're right next to Huntington Beach, it's Fountain Valley.
Fountain Valley? Yeah. Yeah, so anybody in that area, I would think that, you know, that you would want to target as far as a, I'll say a good 15, 20 miles, just so it's not just so small of a mile radius, if that makes sense. But you being recommended as a Google top recommended company, and say they're in Huntington or Costa Mesa, I would recommend that you want to target those as well, just so you could have that influx of more people calling you directly, or even going to the office, which is what we're gonna, which is what we're gonna attract also, is people clicking on your directions tab, so they could go directly to the office there where you're located.
And how long does it take for this to be set up?
Yeah, we'll have a client interview with the technician. Really nice, really smart. They'll cover keywords, search terms, areas you want to cover, just to make sure we cross the T's and, you know, dot the I's with the advertising. And typically with listings, we have them up within about 14 to 20 days. It is a long-term marketing campaign, so we always quote at least trying the program for 2 months so you can see the maximum results with the advertising.
How long would it take for this gentleman and myself to be on the phone?
Yeah, we do have appointments available. I believe it looks like we have some available for even today if they reschedule the meeting there. But typically it's about a 20 to 30, 40-minute phone call with the technicians. So we do block out an hour window just in case you have any more questions about how it works or the advertising. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, it does come with an app. You do have a dashboard also, so you're able to see the clicks, Steve. You can see the keywords, what's performing better, what areas are clicking on your services. You also have a reporting number as well, so you could actually listen to call recordings. Maybe you missed something during the phone call, or you just want to kind of look at how you're interacting with your clients. It's just a nice way for you to kind of track and view everything through a dashboard. So you also get analytical reports on the conversion and the clicks you're getting with our advertising.
Mm-hmm. And you'd be directing them to my phone or to my website or both?
It'll be a combination of both. Even the directions tab, if that's what you want people to go to the office. But mainly the site, the Google listing, the ad, it's all landing to your phone number and also your website. So whatever it is that you want as far as how they want to contact you is what we'll focus on targeting with the advertising.
Okay. I'm working with another company on upgrading the website. Let me work with them a couple of days, and let's get together maybe in a week, huh?
Yeah, of course. And the site, it's not really a requirement, you know, to have a website. It's mainly the listings and ads. It's what they're going to click on and call on.
Well, if you're directing them to the website, I'd rather have the website, you know, be the best it can be, right?
Yeah, no doubt. It's important. I mean, it's okay. It's not really a requirement, but it does help. It's mainly the Google listing, the reviews on that page. So that kind of matter when it comes down to this kind of advertising. But the hardest part, I have to be honest, Steve, is just having the availability. You know, I did put it on the hold for a few days here just to kind of give you the opportunity to kind of think about the service. But once we put it back on the floor to fill and we lock it in, we can't work with anyone else. So it does fill pretty quick just because it's a full A to Z marketing campaign. But mainly, it's really about having the advertising for the site. So I recommend locking in the listings, the ads, having that up and running, and within a week You know, once your website's live and active, we'll attach it to the advertising and ads. Because if you just build the site and you try to advertise it organically without any advertising or platforms to do so, it's just floating in the sea of websites that are on the internet already. So it's important to create that listing and those ads so you have somewhere to advertise the site once it's active. But programming doesn't happen overnight. Like I mentioned, it does take a few days of programming to get everything live, verified, and active. So it's almost like perfect timing when it comes down to making sure you have the platform, but also kind of fixing your website.
Yeah. Well, let me get with this and get some of these pages knocked out that were just right, okay? And let's get together maybe Friday or Monday. Is that okay?
Sure. Yeah, I could definitely try to dial back, and I'm going to kind of try my best to kind of hold on to that pricing. But, yeah, with would be a good time in the morning on Friday around 8:30. Is that a good time to call you?
No. I have to drive in. I'm on the road a long ways. About this time is a good time, about 1 o'clock or so.
Yeah, sounds good. I'll put you here on the calendar, and we'll talk to you then. Steve, thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Andy.